The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Arriving with yourself. Sometimes Sayadaw Utejaniya just says, remember yourself. Just remembering yourself. Being here with your experience in this moment. Opening to how you are. How you actually are in this moment. Without judgment, without looking for anything in particular. Just kind of honestly opening to how you are, as a dear friend might be curious about you after seeing you for a while, not seeing you for a while. How are you? Some openness and curiosity to receive. Not to go digging, but just to see what's available, what's readily apparent for you about how you are right now, in the broadest sense of the word. Sometimes starting from this broad place kind of lets us arrive and land in a very natural way. So just receiving, taking in how you are. That very process of being completely available for yourself as you are in this moment can actually begin to result in a little bit of shifting, because the container of the allowing, accepting, honest meeting of ourselves can create the conditions for some old habits or patterns or ways we are to soften, even release at times. And so noticing or seeing how this process of checking in honestly, non-judgmentally, how that affects you. Again, in a broad sense, how does it feel to meet yourself in this way? And having arrived, kind of taken inventory, kind of taken stock of how you are, it can also support our ability to be present, to allow there to be a relaxation of body. So you may kind of just check in, and maybe there are areas or places in the body that can soften and relax. Or sometimes there can just be a simple invitation. Maybe the body can relax, inviting that possibility. And then rather than doing it, just see how that invitation lands. And you might notice some relaxation happening simply with the invitation. Maybe the body can relax. Maybe the mind can relax. soften its tension, worries, or concerns. Just allowing our mind to be connected with here and now, setting aside worries or concerns. There's nowhere you have to go right now. No one you need to be. Very little to do. Just connect. Receive. For some of you, receiving in a broad way, receiving just what is kind of obvious or easily available. That may feel very comfortable, natural, easeful for you. And if so, you're welcome to stay just receiving. Perhaps noticing the attention shift from one experience to another. Almost like a flow, perhaps. A body sensation, a sound, a thought, another body sensation, a breath. Or maybe taking in a broad experience for a little while, and then something specific comes up. Just receiving whatever is most naturally available. That may feel very useful for some of you. And if so, you're welcome to stay with that. For some of you, it may feel more easeful to connect with a particular aspect of experience, such as the breath, or a sense of body sensation or hearing. If that feels more useful for you, to narrow the scope of what you're attending to, allow that to support you to connect with that experience. And I would invite you also to receive that, whatever experience feels most comfortable for you to land with. Receiving the breath, receiving hearing, rather than trying to aim your mind at it, settle back and let it come to you. Relax and receive. Receiving whether the broader experience and just allowing the attention to show itself, or if you choose to choose a particular area of experience, let that also be received. Relax and receive. The attention will probably wander out of the present moment, get hooked into thinking, planning, remembering, daydreaming, drifting. At some point, each of you will probably lose mindfulness multiple times. And multiple times it will come back. You'll remember again. That moment of remembering, the first kind of connection. Can you recognize, oh, awareness is back. This is what it's like to be aware again. Aware again. And receive what's here now. When the mind wanders in thought, it does affect us. It shapes our experience. And so in returning, again, with honesty, with openness, receiving, how are you? Like we did at the beginning. How are you in this moment? See what happens as you really allow that to be. And receive. If you're orienting towards a particular experience, you don't have to rush back to that. You don't have to rush back to the breath. Take some time after the mind has wandered to kind of land with yourself as you are, following the wandering. Reconnect, receive how you are, maybe relax, and then reconnect. Relax. Aware of just how you are.